I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Miss Louisiana Lacey Sanchez left the Monroe Regional Airport over the weekend, hopes of becoming the next Miss America. Sanchez says she's been preparing for the competition by working with a personal trainer, a talent coach, and holding mock interviews. She says she's excited and ready to head to Atlantic City, but has a surprise stop planned before heading to the contest site. Friends and family were at the airport to see Sanchez off. She says that 30 of them will be making the trip to Atlantic City to see her compete on September 14th. A federal judge has issued a ruling that Louisiana doctors can continue to perform abortions while they seek newly mandated admitting privileges from hospitals. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern gets reaction to the case.
The admitting privileges law went into effect yesterday, but officials can't enforce it while doctors have pending applications with hospitals. Louisiana Right to Life Executive Director Benjamin Clapper says the judge's ruling is fair and a step in the right direction.
House Bill 388, it's meant to protect the health and safety of women.
Center for Reproductive Rights Senior Counsel Janet Krepp says they're glad women can continue to have safe abortions, but they want to see this law completely tossed.
The law itself is unnecessary and simply backdoor means of trying to shut down the clinic.
The judge says he'll set an injunction hearing within 30 days to get updates on the applications. Michelle Southern reporting.
The Division of Administration announces that in the first 2 months of the fiscal year, a newly created state office has already saved the state more than $5 million. Assistant Director of Technology Services, Neil Underwood, says the Office of Technology Services brings in all the IT staff from executive branch departments to streamline support and operations.
And as we streamline, we get much more efficient in the way that we procure services and deliver services, and that drives down costs.
Underwood says previously all departments had their own IT staffs and did their own purchasing for those departments. He says putting all of this under one department, they can make larger purchases, driving the cost down.
And as the scale of the purchase goes up, the price naturally goes down on those purchases, and we save the money.
He says it's expected that the Office of Technology Services will save the state around $25 million by the end of the fiscal year. Baton Rouge police are continuing to investigate an officer's shooting of a man who allegedly tried to grab the officer's gun during a drunken driving arrest. Police Corporal Don Coppola Jr. says that 27-year-old Derek Brent Davis of Baton Rouge is expected to survive after being critically wounded. Coppola would not disclose the name of the Baton Rouge area hospital where Davis was taken. He says Davis tried to grab Officer Matthew Jackson's gun while threatening Jackson's life during the arrest shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday. Coppola says the fifth-year officer has been on paid administrative leave since the shooting. Coppola says Davis was arrested on suspicion of driving a motor vehicle while intoxicated. The police spokesman says that Davis also is wanted on fugitive charges of simple burglary from Livingston Parish. Well, authorities in Ascension Parish say a Maurepas man died Monday in a single vehicle crash on Louisiana Highway 22. 37-year-old Robert Falcon Jr. was driving a GMC Yukon eastbound shortly before 3:15 in the morning. Investigators say the vehicle ran off the road at a curve, then re-entered the highway and flipped several times. Falcon was taken to St. Elizabeth Hospital in Gonzales, where he was pronounced dead. The KEDM weather forecast: partly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of rain this afternoon with a high today in the low 90s.